think it's important that authentic leaders have an attitude and optimism that the glass is always half full. I know we're around people that think the glass is half empty, or some frankly believe the glass is leaking and will never be saved. But I think that it's important that as authentic leaders, we're optimistic, we're hopeful, that we give positive energy. This is Pat Bosco, former Vice President, Dean of Student Life at Kansas State University. It was my way of having an optimistic point of view, to have the hope seized, to live in the legacy of wanting to do a little bit better each and every day. I often talk about always leaving room for dessert. I love desserts, and I often look at a restaurant menu dessert listing before I look at the main entree. Now that I'm a little older, I have to be a little careful. My metabolism isn't what it used to be, but I still want to save room for dessert. And I guess, and I think in terms of life expectations, it's my way of saying that there ought to be a pause. There ought to be an opportunity for us to enjoy, not to overindulge, to keep things in moderation, but to understand that there ought to be something at the end of the rainbow. So we think in terms of a healthy outlook, it does begin with a sense of optimism. My dad had an eighth grade education. He was buried, by the way, in purple. Loved K-State. But I remember him always talking about the next job or the next opportunity. He, one of his many, many jobs or professions, he was he owned a paint store. Actually, it was a very small room in a strip mall in Syracuse, New York. And he was going against the Walmarts and the Kmarts and the Home Depots and all the paint stores. But the name of his store was Pat Bosco's Home Decorating Centers. Home Decorating Centers. It was a paint store. But his vision was to eventually own a bunch of centers that sold paint. And I remember one of our last conversations, knowing that he was going to die, he was talking about opening a billiard hall, a pool hall, an opportunity for us to go in halves. Unrealistic, but always having the hopes he's wanting to do something a little bit better. And that was an attitude that he had. He was authentic and was always dreaming. Having a smile on your face and a smile on your voice is something you can control. It comes from within. It has to be authentic. It illustrates a sense of confidence, an interest in wanting to be accessible to others. And it does present a positive energy that can be contagious. And it cannot be underestimated as you think in terms of being accessible and being approachable. I think that's critically important that authentic leaders do just that. No one did it better than John Wiefald, our university president for 23 years. He had a can-do, positive attitude. All you had to do is tell him that it couldn't be done. And it motivated not only him, but the people around him. An optimistic point of view, a can-do attitude. We can do this, and we can do it better than anyone else. The ability to set reasonable goals, but with effort, make all the difference in the world.